Security Check. Narrated by Scarlett Fox. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Cucumber Salad by Silvana Mearns. No, we will be going back to the city tomorrow. We're just here getting our cabin ready for the summer. Carsten shouts out to the neighbour further along the cliff, who is sitting outside with his late middle-aged wife. She has just stepped outside with coffee and waffles. Fredriksson sips on a light drink. The sun hangs low over the fjord in the west, and we are leaning on the porch railing and enjoying the lovely early summer evening. The scent of bird cherries and lilacs fills the evening air. "You're not going to stay around for a while, then," Fredriksson says and points a finger at him over the stone stairs that separate the two properties. "I don't think we have the time, unfortunately," Carsten cries back, making an apologetic gesture with his right arm, while he naughtily slaps my ass with his left hand, folds up my skirt, and sticks his fingers under my yellow silk panties. John's finger is already buried deep in the wet heat. Carsten sticks his left hand in next to it, and the boys let their fingers move at a slow pace. Carsten goes in, while John pulls out. John thrusts in again, while Carsten slides out. I lazily grind my ass against them. A fishing boat chugs along the fjord, a flock of hungry seagulls in its wake. They've probably caught some fish down there. "But as our old good neighbours, surely you'll come down for a while longer to mark the start of another summer, and so will your guests, right?" Fredriksson raises his glass to me, smiling. I'm not quite ready to give up. John sticks another finger inside me. So does Carsten. I wiggle around, making room. They continue pushing their pistons inside my warm, stretchy cylinder, but more cautiously now. I'm tight, but so wet that they manage to slide in. "Excuse me, Fredriksson, but we have quite a lot of work to do. Perhaps in the morning before we leave." "But the lady, where has she gone off to?" "She's at a friend's in Moss. She wasn't able to join us this time. Instead, I've brought along John, a childhood friend of mine, and his lady, Hild. I needed some help with all this work. But now we must get inside and start cleaning up all the old dust and cobwebs, Fredriksson, while it's still early in the evening. Lucky you, older folks, who can just sit around and have a good time with the missus." Carsten cries out, pressing his long fingers all the way to the bottom of me. John is already there. I'll fall to my knees soon. We left work before lunch and drove down here from Oslo. We picked up Carsten in Sandefjord, where we stopped at the liquor store and stocked up on red and white wine and a half-size bottle of brandy. From there, we strolled around the square with our arms around each other, feeling excited and happy. Early in the afternoon, we furtively carried shellfish, thick asparagus, soft French cheese, and homegrown strawberries from Belgium, into the freezing cold cabin. The old buddies lit up the stove, pushed me down onto an old overstuffed armchair whose springs were sticking out, and poured each of us a fancy golden drink before they got to work on the shellfish,